the woman who had brought her through all the early competitions of her life. Elena, who had instructed her and cheered her on all the way to novice level. Incredible for Livy's age. She shook her head, hair swirling against her face. Standing, she faced her father. "How can you even think of doing this to me? You're going to ruin my life!" He frowned, then a helpless look clouded his face.
"Perhaps we should consider having you stay here in Riverdale. Grandma Hudson has an extra bedroom."
She could hardly believe her ears. Her father was going to abandon her? Move halfway across the United States? Hand her off to Grandma? Livy fought back tears and the throbbing lump in her throat. She wanted him to say he could never leave without her, that he didn't want to move anywhere without his baby girl. Or, no, she wanted him to say he wasn't really going to move. Let her grow up in Riverdale, let her finish middle school and later high school, all because of her skating goals. That's what she wanted him to say.
"We belong here," she managed to squeak out. "You know it, and so do I."
He stared at the ceiling, his feet restless on the floor.
"A change would do us both good," came the hollow-sounding reply.
"A change? Isn't losing Mom enough of a change for one summer?"
Livy was immediately filled with regret. Her dad was obviously hurting, and she knew it by the dismal look on his ashen face.
"I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry, Daddy."
"No. No. Maybe you're right."
He was studying her now.
"It's just that, well, this house, this,
He was faltering, reaching for the paper again.
"I know, Dad. I know."
She looked around the room at her mother's porcelain angel collection with Bible verses inscribed on each one. At the accent, candles in different shapes and sizes, hearts, stars, cubes, and tapers. Everything reminded her of what they'd lost. Everything. Right down to the way the drapes were pulled over with a fashionable gold clip. Later in her room, Livy stood with her face next to her cockatiel's cage. Coco blinked his tiny eyes.
"Hi, cutie bird,"
she whispered, staring at his adorable white body and bright yellow head.
"Coco, cutie bird,"
came the low-pitched voice. "You're one crazy parrot." She puckered her lips to send kisses. Coco didn't send any back.